Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sill, and Jay. I was just apprised yesterday, Tom, that you had jumped on the Texas bandwagon. Nah, if I had known that, I would have gotten a voodoo doll to remove that hex. My God.
The Joyner jinx is strong, Roland.
My God. You went 0 for 4?
No.
No, you didn't pick Seattle, Tom.
Yes, I did.
Roland.
I had them send me the audio.
Roland, you can't blame
Roland,
all that.
Roland, don't try to. Revisionist history is strong in this room.
Woo! You sound like Donald Trump about right now. All right, then. All right, man. Bob McNair, the Texas owner, you owe us an apology for that game. All right, then. That was just shameful. All right, let's get right to it. Tomorrow night, President Barack Obama, he will have his final State of the Union address. And, of course, he is expected to cover a variety of issues, not just paint a picture in terms of the State of the Union in terms of the past year, but really the past 6 years, 7 years of his presidency. Joining us right now is senior advisor to the president, Valerie Jarrett. And, Valerie, I was really hoping when the president vetoed the Republicans trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act, the president would have vetoed it tomorrow night, turned around, and handed it to Paul Ryan.
Yes, you mentioned that to me a few days ago. But you know what? His attitude is, let's just move on, get that behind us. How many times before have they submitted it to a vote? Let's focus on what we can do to move our country forward, which is what he's going to do tomorrow night. You know how much he enjoys the opportunity to address Congress, but more importantly, speak directly to the American people. And on his final State of the Union, he's going to do just that.
One of the issues, obviously, is going to be issue of guns. And we've already heard that an open seat is going to be left for the victims of gun violence.
Well, that's right, because there are 30,000 people a year in our country who die as a result of gun violence. Two-thirds of those commit suicide. And so the president's on for symbolism of leaving an empty seat to honor and focus the attention on what we can do to end gun violence in America. You heard the president last week as he addressed the nation in front of many of the families of gun violence, survivors of gun violence, and then the town hall he did on Thursday evening. He really wants to mobilize the American people to put pressure on Congress to change.
And do you think that pressure is going to go anywhere, quite honestly, Ms. Jarrett?
I do, because I still believe, and you're going to hear more about this from the president tomorrow, about when our country comes together, the possibilities are endless. And all change in our country has only happened when the entrenched status quo comes up against the will of the American people. And it can be everything from civil rights, voting rights, equal rights for women, you name it. Rights for the LGBT community that we've seen just since the president has been in office. Every single time there's an entrenched, you know, status quo. There are the special interest groups that have a stranglehold on Congress, and Congress moves when the American people demand it. So, yeah, I do believe it.
Also, some folks who the president met along the campaign trail have also been invited to attend the State of the Union.
Yes, Rowan. Two of my favorites who I had the privilege of calling to invite were Edith Childs, which everybody remembers. Mm. Edith from Greenwood, South Carolina, fired up, ready to go, came from Edith, and it really showed how one voice could change the world. And so Edith is somebody who the president thinks about often, and so she'll be coming. Also, Earl Smith from Austin, Texas, he, as you'll remember, gave the president his military patch, a patch that he had carried with him for 40 years, and the president treasured that patch and has thought about him. I think about Earl every single day. He kind of embodies that sense of generous spirit that the American people feel that they can contribute to a broader cause. And that's the same thing with Edith, how one voice can really start a movement. So those are just two of the many people in the box who symbolize for the president really what's great about our country.
Well, it has to be a bit sad, if you will, because in bottom line, the State of the Union sort of begins, this final one begins the clock, if you will, to the final year of this presidency.
Well, it's a little bittersweet, Roland, that's true. But I will say to you, what the president has said to us is two things. Do not take your foot off that pedal. And then, you know, if you look at last week, that's the first week of the second half of his fourth quarter, and he certainly did put his foot to the pedal. And then the other thing, and I alluded to this a minute ago, is that he wants everything we do to be infused with a sense of possibility, and that the choices that we're making right now lay the groundwork for the future. So part of his message tomorrow night, it isn't going to be the traditional State of the Union speech where he just, you know, kind of goes through his accomplishments and then sets the agenda for next year. He's going to set the agenda for the future of our country and really describe his view about our future and how we compete in a global marketplace, how we keep America straight, not through isolation, but through building alliances and consensus. And I think you will leave hopefully feeling lifted up, but also feeling motivated to work hard, because democracy is messy, you guys. You know, it's never been unmessy. Change is not easy. It's hard work. It's grit, determination. And tomorrow you're going to hear about his confidence in the American people that we can do great things still together.
What about
a great country.
What about the president's state once he walks out on January 20th of 2017? What do you see for his work in the future?
Well, you know what? Every time anybody asks him that question or asks us that question, he says, you are far too busy with everything you got to get done in the next 12 months to worry about what happens afterwards. I do know he's a young man. I can say that because I'm considerably older than he. He's a very young man, so he's got a lot of good years left. I know how much he cares about a whole host of issues, and at the appropriate time, he will figure that out. But giving back to our country, making the world a better place, is something that I think is embedded in his spirit, and it doesn't end with his president.
All right. Valerie Jarrett, Senior Advisor to President Barack Obama, with the preview of the State of the Union. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
And congratulations to you, Valerie Jarrett. Congratulations on all the good work you've done.
Yeah.
Thank